The controversy over dicamba continues, and an erratic market day. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. This report is powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. The Environmental Protection Agency has tightened restrictions on certain herbicides, putting the spotlight on the controversial weed killer dicamba. The EPA has finalized a time-limited registration that allows dicamba to be sprayed over dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton for the 26-27 growing seasons, but with stricter controls. The agency says this reapproval comes with the strongest safeguards ever to reduce drift and other risks, including narrower spray windows, reduced application allowances, and added reporting requirements.
We were excited to see finally on February 6th that EPA approved strikes for over-the-top use in XtendFlex soybeans and XtendFlex cotton. We didn't have that for the 25 season after the vacature from the court in the Ninth Circuit on 2024. And so we've been working very hard with the EPA to do it. We wanted it in December, but we're happy to see it finally in February. And so us, as well as BASF and Syngenta, received the registrations for the XtendFlex use. And I think we're now excited that growers have this tool back.
That's Ty Whitten with Bayer. For its part, Bayer says the EPA's registration clears the way for its new low-volatility dicamba product, Stryax.
We also have an extension of this product label called StryaxApplicationRequirements.com. On there, you will see where all the state approvals are. You'll see additional label requirements if a state chooses to impose those. You'll see a training deck and information on how you become trained as an applicator. Again, this requires annual training, and we will offer those starting the first week of March. We're going to offer live webinars weekly, as well as computer-based training in the past, so growers and applicators can get trained and meet the requirements of this restricted-use pesticide.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Mild air trying to dominate the landscape here across Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Ag Today weather update. Mild air is in control. We see west and southwest flow today. Probably seeing plenty of clouds around in the south. Better sunshine potential up north. No precipitation today. That seems to want to settle in all to our south. Now, we do have a chance for some moisture coming up from the south tomorrow. Nice little wave of moisture coming up out of the Missouri Valley across Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. But rather than staying south, this warm air surge lifts it north into Michigan. I think from central Michigan southward, we can see anywhere from a quarter to maybe 1 inch of precipitation. Really depends on the thunderstorm action that comes together. Northern lower Michigan and the UP seeing nothing. That is done by, well, before sunset on Thursday night. And then our Friday turns out mixed with clouds and sunshine. Another chance of rain is going to be on the way Friday overnight through Saturday. Significant rain, anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches of rain can come with coverage at 100% of the state. It is done by midnight or shortly thereafter Saturday night. Sunday is cooler but sunny, and we stay dry and pleasant for Monday, Tuesday, and early Wednesday of next week. Wednesday, midday and afternoon, rain and thunderstorms back. Behind that, we turn significantly colder. Mother Nature reaches, the 12th of March and says, hey, wait a minute. It's the 12th of March. And so we go back to feeling very March-like for a few days. And we're going to be seeing a lot of temperature disparity then, probably through the middle third of the month of March. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming your way, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets. The markets were higher overnight Tuesday and at the daytime open, with money flow exiting the stock market and headed to crude oil and the ags to a lesser degree. But the day did turn erratic. Here's Andy Eubank along with Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX, for a closer look.
Markets, Arlen, did have a crack at a turnaround Tuesday, higher in the overnight session and a pretty good open, but then the markets stepped off of the highs and traded mixed in the case of corn and wheat specifically. So we've got some erratic trades, certainly erratic when you look at the stock market and crude oil, too.
Yeah, and it's been a little bit of a roller coaster here the last couple of days. And I separate out the last couple of days because these have been the trading days during the war with Iran, and the markets have been very volatile. And basically, it feels like we see crude oil rally at night and the grains try to follow it and the stock market goes down hard. And then the U.S. trade desks open up and stocks open lower and firm through the day. And we see crude oil come off of its highs. The grain and oil seeds come off their highs and go negative and then come back and erase those losses again by the end of the trading session. There's a lot of money flow involved here. As the money flow tries to figure out, is this bad for the global economy? Is it going to hurt demand? Is it inflationary? Therefore, do we want to own the commodity sector as a hedge against our inflation in our portfolio? Right now, we're seeing the financial markets really trade more of an inflation story than they are a fear panic type of a story.
And that was Arlen Suderman. March corn finished up one even at 434 and a quarter. May corn was up 3/4 to 446 and a half. March soybeans showed a lot of strength at 1155 and 3/4, up 5 3/4. May beans also strong at 1170 and a half, up 6 1/2. March wheat liquidated 2 1/4 at 572 and a quarter. April live cattle up $1.02 at 234.12. And April hogs above steady, 17 cents at 95.75. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.